gets most excited about Christmas?
Yeah.
Kids. There are a few outliers probably in here, but for the most part, it's kids like get so thrilled that Christmas is coming. And when do you never have to get them up? Because they wake up early and they're up and they're dressed. I mean, right? It's Christmas morning. It's just the way it works. They love it. And so I just have a couple things. This won't be long. But when it comes to children, I have some it's easy statements, okay? When it comes to children, it's really easy to just get used to kids. It's really easy to just get used to them and almost take them for granted. Here's what I mean. So if you're a parent, if you're not, and you will be one day, you can imagine this scenario, okay? But if you've been a parent and you have your first child and it's bath time, the first bath ever, okay? You feel like you're gonna break them. And it's scary. I'm not kidding. It just is. So you take your child, one, you've like worked for, you know, a long time to get the water, which you think is the perfect temperature, right? And now, I know it used to be just in the tub. Now they have these like lazy boy kind of things where you just set the child in and they sit there and it's really nice, right? But you like set them in there and you sprinkle water over their head and it's going well. And then you have to shampoo their head. Do you know they come with a hole in their head? Like there's skin over their head, but like there's a real soft spot up there where the skull hasn't like come together. That's really scary when you figure that out. And it's like, and you're not supposed to push it, you find out either, because it's spongy. And then they tell you that's not good. It's like they're, and so then you're like super gentle because you don't want to like push their brain, right? It's complex. Anyway, the first few times you give an infant a bath, it's frightening and it takes forever. There's not much to clean, but it just takes a long time. Well, you fast forward a few years, if you have a second kid or a third kid, for us, our third kid, you know how fast we could give that thing a bath? Man, it's like, grab it. It's like the water feels close enough. Oh, it's a little hot. It's okay. You know, and you quickly like, and you towel her off. She's all done and you move on, right? It's what happens. You just get used to kids. Like, she has the same hole in her head, or whatever you call that, soft spot. Thank you. Soft spot, let's go with that. You know, I mean, the same type of brittle factor that the first one had, but you just get used to it, and you're able to deal a lot quicker, right? Well, when it comes to kids in our lives, we get used to them, right? And so if I think about in a church here, if you're a regular, do you know all the kids in our church? Just a fair question, right? And you could say, oh, do you know so-and-so's kids? And you'd be like, oh, yeah, man, they have a boy and a girl about this tall. I can't think of their names right now, but yeah, they're so adorable. And then, you know, they walk up and you realize they're actually like this tall now, and they still have names, right? And they have hobbies and all kinds of amazing, exactly. Sometimes they're this tall now, right? And so you see what I'm saying is like sometimes we just get used to it and if we would just pour ourselves into kids, children, even as they do get taller than us, like it makes a world of difference for them. It makes a world of difference. The second thing, it's easy. So the first thing is it's really easy to just get used to children, right? And like just kind of nod and love the children's program, right? Oh yeah, we have a kids ministry, but maybe God's calling you to be part of it, right? But the second thing is it's really easy to become a roadblock in another person's faith. And so here's a road, when I think of a roadblock, I always take the back roads to get to work and back. And for the last few months, I would bet it's like 80% of the time I hit a roadblock. They're trimming trees. It's always that, actually. They're always trimming trees, right? And this is like headed north. And what do you do when you get to a roadblock? I'm trying to get from point A to point B. And sometimes you can hit a roadblock and you can't go from point A to point B. But a lot of times you can still get there. It just takes a little patience, which is awful, right? And it takes time. Sometimes it takes a detour. A roadblock doesn't mean you can't get from point A to point B, but it makes it a whole lot more complicated. That's just the reality of it. So when it comes to children, when it comes to us, I mean, most of us in here are adults, at least by age, right? And that was funny to me. So, but it's like when we think of roadblocks, what's a roadblock to a child's faith? Just the spiritual roadblock? Probably the biggest one is when our lives that they see and hear don't align with what we preach, like what we talk about, what we tell them is most important to us. That's probably the greatest roadblock spiritually. It's when something, you know, we tell them, we believe in Jesus, and then we completely act in a way that just didn't really tell them that we really do what we say. I mean, that's the biggest roadblock. And it's like, well, we know we can't live perfectly. I don't think we can. And so it's not that you can't mess up, but it's like if you ever just have a real weak moment and you lash out at a child or before a child, yeah, that's wrong, right? And you should feel convicted about that. But the best thing to do isn't to ignore it. It's to actually go to the child and say, I'm so sorry. I sinned. I sinned before God and I sinned before you and I'm really sorry. And just like make right. That's all it takes is just make right. It's not living perfectly because you can't, but it is living transparently. And if we want to make sure we're not a roadblock for whether it's not someone in your family or home, but it's actually a child in the church or a child in the community who knows you're saved, that you walk with Jesus, like all of a sudden it's like we really do care about from this child's going from point A to point B spiritually, and I want to make sure that even if I mess up, I can actually show them transparently how to overcome that and get on the way, right? So it's easy. It's easy to, what's the first one? It's easy to just get used to kids. It's really easy to be a roadblock to another's faith. And the last one I just want to mention is it's really easy to prioritize the wrong kingdom. So a little theology, right? We know this, but in Jesus talk, in the church, right, there's two kingdoms, we call it. There's the kingdom of this world, and there's the kingdom of heaven. Jesus brought the kingdom of heaven. It's the reign of Christ. The kingdom of the world's everything else. It's the roads. It's the government. It's to build a wall, to not build a wall. How are we going to pay for it, right? I mean, it's all these things, taxes, right? And here's the thing. The kingdom of the world is not bad. Well, I mean, sure, there's sin, but we live in both. Like, we live in these two kingdoms, and so it's not wrong to get excited about your favorite sports team. It's not wrong to care about what's going on in Washington, D.C. or in Hartford. It's not wrong to care about, right, it's none of that's wrong. It's actually kind of right. We should have passions and cares, but the kingdom of heaven is that Christ came and he's king today. And so when it comes to children, so oftentimes, we prioritize this kingdom that they already see and know. They're actually less mastered by this kingdom than we are. They're so much more open to faith, right? To the kingdom of heaven. Because the pressure, it's just a different life, right? It's a different stage for them. But when we, if you think about like when you drive off in your car today, if you have kids with you, there's a difference between no radio, sports talk radio, I don't even know what radio, and worship music. Like there's just a difference. And it's like take those opportunities to prioritize the kingdom of heaven. And at home, pray together, meaning that's prioritizing. It's late, we gotta get to bed, we don't just skip prayer. It's actually, no, we're gonna make this happen, or devotion time. And so it's so easy to just prioritize the kingdom that we see, like the worldly kingdom, and it's not necessarily all bad stuff, but what we want to do is prioritize the kingdom of heaven so that the kids, these children, can like grow, they're going from point A to point B, whether, you know, that point B can move, right? We want them to walk with Jesus. That means we want to help align them in that, and it takes, I don't, I don't think I like the quote, it takes a village to raise a kid. I mean, honestly, a family should do it. But I think a village, I think a church, I think a community actually is an incredible supplement that becomes so valuable. And so then this makes us all together, right? That we're all for every kid, even if one of them's not yours. Right? I mean, that's the love. And Christmas is coming, and Christmas Eve is tomorrow, and oh my goodness, all these kids are going to be like in dresses, and they're just going to look adorable. And I just want to encourage you, tomorrow when you see them, tell them hi. And if you don't know their name, ask them. And if they're so shy and they can't tell you, you can ask them one more time, just twice, that's it. Okay? And then you could tap them on the shoulder and say, you look great, and walk away. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as we invest in our children, it's let them live the Christmas joy. Let them live that, and let that grow in us and grow, honestly, way outside these walls. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. All right. Jesus, I thank you for this morning, God. We are so blessed to have kids that love you, kids that are figuring out so much about life and lessons and learning. And Jesus, we want to thank you so much for your faithfulness. God, grow in us, Lord, just such an incredible joy, an incredible passion for not just children in general, but even individual kids, Lord, that we would pour into them, love them all the way up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.